Morning everyone, God bless you. Welcome to new live streaming. That's a pleasure to me to be here today again with the new live streaming. Today we're going to be talking about a house divided cannot stand. I did like a Spanish video like a few weeks ago about division, and something we're talking about like division is something dangerous. There's something like even the Bible give like a text about it, like when a body is divided, like I cannot stand. And we gotta go to the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 22 to 25. We says, then one was brought to him, was demon possessed, blind and mute, and he healed him so that the blind and the mute man both spoke and saw. And all the multitudes were amazed and said, could this be the son of David? Now when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow does not cast out demons except by the Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons. But Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. So the Bible is giving like a lot of information on these four texts. The first thing it says happening is like the Bible said like someone brought like a man who got like was demon possessed, and the way he was possessed that he was blind and was mute. And that's something amazing because the Bible said like this guy, like a guy, this demon possessed, that's blind and mute. And we think about it and we see like a lot of people, we got disease, a lot of people, they got like, they are blind or they are mute. And most of the time, like we think like that's something natural, but you know, not everything is natural. Everything is like I have an answer about it. Everything have a situation. So the Bible said like this guy, this man was possessed. In the way like he was possessed, like he was plain and mute. But the Bible said like Jesus healed this guy. And the blind and mute both spoke and saw. But something happened. The people was around him. The people was there. They saw the miracle. They saw that this guy, you know, healed. The Bible said like they get amazing. And they said, could this be the son of David? They were asking about like, you know, the scriptures. They were saying like the son of God was going to come to this earth, you know, to freedom. To freedom like, you know, that, you know, his, you know, his people, you know, from the way they were. So they were asking themselves like, could this be the son of David? But something happened after that. The Bible says that verse 24 says, now when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow does not cast out demons except by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons. And they were saying like, you know, this guy cannot cast, you know, out demons by himself. Except, they give like an exception, said by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demon. That's why, you know, these people were saying like this guy, that's not possible they can like cast out demons. The only way this guy can cast out demons, that's because he's under by Beelzebub. And then Jesus Christ, the Bible saying like he knew their thoughts. The Bible doesn't say like they say it. No, sorry. The Bible said they heard they say it. But didn't say it directly to him. They were saying like as to some people around it. But Jesus knew their thought. So that means like he read their mind. And he knew everything was happening there. And he said to them, like every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. What this mean? What every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. It's like you have the army. And then you got like this army, you got like a war against someone. But what's gonna happen, like half of the army wanna go to fight and the other half doesn't wanna do it. And then they divide themselves. And then what's gonna happen, like they are forced to go to the war. And you know, some people, they wanna try to do the best they can, you know, to win the war, but the other half, they were trying to, you know, to get away. Just try to, you know, to be calm, trying to, you know, to don't get, you know, to don't force himself like to for the fight. So this kingdom, the Bible said, gonna be desolate. But it's saying something else. It's saying like, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. So if we bring this to the church right now, you know, in general, we gotta see and we gotta think about it. You know, right now, like there are different denominations. There are different denominations. There are different like doctrines, like different like you know, branches of the Christianity. You know, the Pentecostal. You know, baptism. You know, Methodist. A lot of churches. A lot of like movements. Right now, they're dividing themselves. If we go through like to. You know, even like the Christians, they believe in different kind of things. They're like a different like denominations that inside the denomination, they think about a lot of things. And like, if we put it all together, whatever, you know, all those religions, you know, all those churches, all those denominations that believe in Jesus Christ, you put all of them together, they're going to be fighting against each other. You're gonna be fighting against each other because they're dividing themselves. And the Bible said, like, a city or a house divided against itself will not stand. In less words, if you are divided, if the church, the house, the city is divided, it won't stand. That means, like, everything bad, everything, something bad that came through against them, they won't be able to stand because there's gonna be division. Everybody gonna be thinking different. Everybody gonna be doing different things, and no one, you're gonna be like fighting for the same proposal. Everybody gonna be fighting against whatever they think that's gonna be doing it. Even to the service, you know, you got like a church with like a lot of members, but not all of them like they're serving God. A lot of people, they think before God, they're thinking about whatever they need. They think about like whatever they want to do, whatever they want to get. And that's the main point. Like that's something is happening right now in the church. Because like at the beginning, when we start knowing God, we start getting into, you know, the religion. And then we start like have like a transformation. We feel like in love of God. We feel like, you know, we're going to do everything for God. And like we get involved in every single, you know, ministry. We try and, you know, be the guy who opened the door. We're going to be the guys who clean the floor. We're going to be the guy, you know, who's helping all the time. And at the end, like when we got like a few years in, you know, in the row, they start thinking about different things. We start like putting our mind different things. And the love, you know, that the beginning was like so big. It was so hard, you know, to serve God, start going down. And then after that, like everybody think about themselves. They don't think about like what is going to be the best for the church they're serving, what's going to be the best, for the kingdom. They start thinking about something else. They think about themselves, what they're going to get, you know, what, you know, kind of lifestyle they want to have. And then all this bring a division. And the Bible saying like a house divided cannot stand. And we as a church, we want to like go forward. We're going to like try to reach whatever God was called us to reach. And then we won't be able to do it if we don't get in unit. If we don't get like a strong unit, like a going forward for the same thing, going forward, you know, for the commandment that God have given to us about like a God preach the gospel and baptize every nation, making them disciples. But if we are like focused on fighting against ourselves, we won't stand. And the evil, you know, start like getting other people, start like getting to their, you know, to his end, to, you know, his side. And whatever like our work as a church is, won't be made. Why? Because we cannot be together. We cannot be in a unit. Because division that something have been separate other people, even you bring like a 10, 15, 20 people from a small church, they think different. And sometimes they can't like understand each other because everybody think different. Everybody got different opinion about a lot of things. They got different opinions about like the way they gotta serve. They got different opinion about the way they're gonna preach. They got different opinions about the way they wanna treat each other. So we gotta be strong. We gotta keep in a unit. We as a body, we cannot be divided against ourselves, because at one point we won't be a stand. And that's the message for today, and that's the reflection for today. I was thinking about, it's like we gotta keep it strong, we gotta keep together, and we gotta be fighting against all those kind of things that make us divided, all those kind of things that make us be in division. We need to fight to eradicate those things and get away from us. So this is the message for today, and I have been blessed to you, and ask you to share this video, and that was the case. And I'll see you tomorrow with a new live streaming, and have a wonderful day, and God bless you. Bye.